Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to be here today on this Pentecost Sunday of this year. And God has given us one more day to live in this world and to be here worshiping together as children of God. The storm had done something to the internet here, so we have one TV out and we cannot live stream. So I don't know what happens. Maybe Ivy can figure out next week when
Maybe
he comes.
The storm?
Maybe the storm, yeah. So
yeah.
You have to
it
figure
out. It knocked mine out.
So
we got it back up.
Oh, it did? Okay. Yeah, the internet is back up, so it should be okay. Hope you all had some rain, which was good, and we need some more.
Yes.
Thanks be to God for that. As you can see, Lisa and family are out. This weekend for Dean's wedding, I believe it was yesterday, somewhere in North Georgia.
Oh, the one that
in the military. Yes, yeah.
Oh.
So they will be there. They'll be back next week. And my wife and I will be traveling the 2 weeks after next weekend after that. But Pastor Tim will be here preaching. But we'll have lunch next Sunday. I will announce that during the announcements time. The announcements are listed in the back here. This is the regular announcements. I don't want to go through all of them. But as I mentioned, today is the Pentecost Sunday. And also it's a Memorial Day Sunday that we remember the ones who have paid the ultimate price for our liberty to defend our freedom and our country. So let us remember them and their families during this service today. Next Sunday we'll have lunch after service. We celebrate the blessings of the month. We have already talked to Pastor Nelson, so we won't be here, but Pastor Tim will be here also next Sunday. And the following Sunday, June 7th, we will have Holy Communion also here. We continue to take donations for our food bank. Please donate in cash or in kind. And we can take our donations on our website also, so please use that opportunity. God loves a cheerful giver. God has given us to be His witnesses in this community to serve Him and using the opportunities that God has given us to do them faithfully. God loves His faithful witnesses by prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness. So let us continue to do that ministry here in this community. Those are the announcements that I have. If anybody is texting you or pinging you about live stream, it's not working, but they can join Zoom. For some reason, so you can tell them.
I just told Miss Lou.
Okay. So if somebody asks about that, please tell them to join soon. Those are the announcements that we have. If there are no other announcements, we will continue worshiping God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let me bring up the opening hymn. It is hymn number 98 in the blue book, To God Be the Glory. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn, To God Be the Glory. Earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory. Great things He has done. Oh, perfect redemption. The purchase of blood to every believer. earth hear his words. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son and give him the glory. Great things he hath done. Great things he hath taught us. Great things he hath done. And great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our tremor of Christ, for fame Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son and give him the glory. Great things he hath done.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Eternal and loving God, we come to your presence with thanksgiving and a joyful heart. You are the living God, and we praise you for the miraculous ways that you work in our lives every day. We are thankful for your presence in every moment of our lives, even when we are not aware of it. Even when we have been unfaithful to you, Lord, you have been faithful to us. Thank you for the gift of life and your presence in our lives, O God. Thank you for this time that you have given us to gather in your name to worship together as your children. As we come before you on this Pentecost Sunday, as we remember the power of the Holy Spirit coming, pouring down to the disciples and the people, we pray that that same power will be poured out on us today, O Lord, as we worship together. Also, we remember our nation, and we are thankful for the opportunities and the freedom that we have in this country. Throughout history, you have provided faithful leaders and people who gave their lives for our freedom and defending this country. We pray for those who continue to serve in the military, and we remember these, your servants, with gratitude and thank you for their courage and their strength. We pray for the leaders of the government, our president, and all leaders in various leadership roles that make decisions. Bless them with your wisdom to do the good in the spirit of peace and justice, O God. Help us, Lord, to be of service mind, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, and to fight despite the pains of wounds, to be powerful witnesses for you in the walks of life that you place us. Bless us today, Lord, as we worship together. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit with all the saints in this world and angels in heaven. May your name be lifted up and your people be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us get up and greet each other in Christian love.
Good morning.
We all know it. Amazing Grace, verses 1 and 6, and then we'll modulate into a different key and sing a chorus of Praise God. Please stand if you can. It's up on the, it's on the TV.
We'll do 1 and 6. If you want to stand up and sing together, that's fine. We'll do 1, 6 and then Praise God at the end.
Like me.
Reading, which is Psalm 148. Hopefully you can follow that on the screen. The responsive reading is in blue that you can follow. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights above. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His heavenly hosts. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you shining stars.
Praise Him, you highest heavens,
and you waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for at His command they were created, and He established them forever and ever. He issued a decree that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all ocean depths, lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do His bidding. You mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds. Kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on earth, young men and women, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is exalted, His splendor is above the earth and the heavens. And He has raised up for His people a horn, the praise of all His faithful servants of Israel, the people close to His heart. Praise the Lord. Amen. Please be seated. It's our prayer time now, where we bring our prayers of praises and thank God for all the blessings that we receive in our lives. And also it is a time of sharing our burdens and concerns with each other and also with God, lifting together up to the throne of grace of God, united in faith. We trust in His promise that when we unite in faith and bring our request to God, He will answer our prayers according to His will. So let us share our prayers of blessings and thank God for that, and also our burdens and concerns. The list is on the back of the bulletin that we use for our regular prayers. Please use in those boxes listed there at the back. Please use this as your regular prayer reminders when you pray for when your prayer time. Remove these items and these prayers listed there. Continue to pray for Carol as she is back in the Lotus facility where she is now. She needs a lot of prayer for healing. Also pray for Wayne, for He is caring for her to have peace during this time. Thanks be to God for Jean McBrayer being with us, the health that she is recovering from, and also to be back home soon. So we'll pray that you'll be get home soon. Pray for Yolanda. She's not here today, but I heard she was doing okay, but remember her in our prayers. The other people listed there, Ronnie, Ricky, Sean and Amy Conway. Remember Lou Hughes, he's recovering from her surgery, healing better. Please remember her also. And Pam, Lisa's mom, and Adam. Pray for these people for their continued recovery. Pray for people who are looking for various personal needs and family needs. Melissa Pilcher, bless her. That God will open the right doors for her future plans. Pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and many others who are serving us. Let us pray that God will keep them safe, and also we are thankful for their services. Pray for their families also. Pray for our nation during this Memorial Day as we remember the families, those who are given their dear ones' lives for this country. Let us remember them and be thankful for their services. And pray for our president, leaders of the Congress, and many others
who make decisions that will affect our lives, God will give them the wisdom to make the right decisions. Pray for the world leaders also, that they will make decisions fearing God, will bring peace to this world. Pray for all the our church and the community that we are here, that God will give us the strength and the faithfulness to do His service to the people who are in need, faithfully do His work. Pray for all the churches in this area, pastors, leaders of the churches, and missionaries who are out there working in various parts of the world, that God will strengthen them with His power of the Holy Spirit to be strong and faithful in their witnesses for the kingdom. Those are the requests that I have today. Are there any other special requests to call out? Yes, Richard.
I have a couple. First off, Martha's daughter, Jennifer Berry, she had some surgery back in March, and now she's facing back surgery. So if everybody keep her in her prayers. And then myself, I'm going to see the doctors. They want to talk about gallbladder surgery.
Okay. Pray for Jennifer and also pray for Rich. Are you going to doctor this week?
Yes, on Thursday.
We'll remember you in our prayers. And let Jennifer know that we'll keep her in our prayers also.
Yes.
Anybody else? Anything else to add on? Please remember us in our travel plans next week and a couple of weeks, that God will keep us safe. You know, Vicky and Chuck had to be evacuated last time when they went to Grand Canyon. So we'll pray that God will keep us safe. Those are the prayer requests that we have. Let us go to God in prayer, spend a few moments in silent prayer, then I'll close with a summarized prayer after that. Let us pray. Scripture confirms and comforts us. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and requests and with thanksgiving, bring your request to God, and the peace of God which transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Gracious and merciful God, we thank you for this time that you have given us to come before you with our prayers of thanksgiving and also our prayers of concerns and burdens. No need is so great that God cannot meet it, and no burden is too heavy that you cannot carry it. Lord, we come before you as your children with lots of thanks in our hearts. Thank you for the gift of life and family and friends and the good health that you have given us to be here today and also online to worship together. It is because of your grace alone that we are alive in this world. Not because of our merits, only because of your grace. We thank you for that. We thank you above all for the gift of eternal life that you have given us through your Son Jesus Christ, so that we are united in his love as one body in Christ, united in love. We thank you for the gift of eternal life that you gave us, Lord. We thank you again for your grace and mercy that you shower upon us every day, keeping us safe through this busy lives that we have in this world. Even when we go through dangerous and unsafe situations, you care for us and keep us safe. We thank you for that. We come before you with our burdens and also our needs also, Lord, especially many of us are suffering in many different ways in our bodies, and we need healing, O God. Thank you for the recovery that you have been giving to many of us who had gone through sickness in the past. We thank you for Jean McPrayer, for her continued progress, and bless her with your grace that she can go home. So we pray for your grace upon her. We pray for Carol also, as she is at the Lord's facility. We pray for your grace, special hands upon her. And let her feel your presence, O God, as we pray now. We pray and united in faith for your presence to comfort her at this moment. We pray for Wayne also. I know it is very hard for all of us, but we pray especially for Wayne. Strengthen him, Lord, in his faith, and confirm in his hope that during this difficult time that God will be there with him to close as a breath, that he can feel your presence every day. We pray for all those who are going through like that in various different ways. We especially pray for those who are asking for healing. We pray for progress of Lou Hughes. Her knee is recovering and healing. Continue to be with her and heal her, Lord, so she can get back and walk soon. Pray for Grace Ains and Ronnie, Ricky, Sean and Amy Conway, Yolanda, Pam, Adam, and many others who have asked our prayers. Bless them with your healing, Lord. Touch them with your healing hand. You are the great physician who knows more than any doctor can diagnose and treat in this world. And you are the creator of our life. And we trust these people into your hands, O God. Bless them with your healing. We pray for all those people who are looking for various needs in their lives to open the right doors for them. Melissa also in her family situations, open the right doors for her. We thank you again for your presence in the life of many, many of us who have prayed before. We pray for Jennifer as she's facing a surgery during this time, and bless her with your healing hand as she goes to surgery, that it will be a successful surgery. Pray for Rich also when he goes back to the doctor this week. Your special hand to be with him, and also the doctors and people who diagnose him. And if a surgery is needed, bless him with a successful surgery and a healing afterwards. May your peace fill him and his heart during this time. We pray for our nation as we remember the people who have gone before us, who have given their life for our country, our freedom. We thank you for their services, and we thank you for their families also. Bless them, Lord. Continue to be with them and keep them safe. We pray for our president, leaders of the Congress, and many others who make decisions that will bring unity and peace to this country as we grow together as leaders in this world. We pray for world leaders also, world peace, and they make decisions that will bring peace to this world, that these wars will end soon. Thank you for your presence in this world, and to you, your presence and your movements with your spirit among all the people around this world. We pray for our church that you gave us this in this community to be your witness. Help us to be faithful in doing what we do here and to use the opportunities to serve others. We pray for all those who struggle, for those working in various different ways in many parts of the world for the kingdom. We pray for all the churches in this community and around the world, the pastors, the leaders, and the missionaries in various different ways working for the kingdom. Be with us today, Lord, as we worship together, that we can worship you in truth and in spirit, in our singing, in our prayers, and the meditation of the word. Bring honor and glory to your name and power to your people. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offertory, please. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of life and the many blessings that you give us, Lord. And we thank you for the health and strength that you have given us in this world to live and work and earn our living, a portion of which that we have given back to you on this at this offering table. Bless this offertory that it will bring it will bring help to many people who are in need, and also bring honor and glory to your name. Help us to be faithful witnesses for you in giving and also in sharing our love with each other and with this community. Bless us together as we do your work together, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
As you remain standing, we will read the scripture, which is taken from John chapter 20, verses 19 through 23. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, you are the living word that nourishes our souls and our bodies. As we come before your living word, O God, help us to receive your word in humility and obedience so that we can experience the power of your word in our lives and be a blessing to this world, a source of blessing to this world because of your word. Open our hearts and our minds, O God, to receive your word. Illumine our souls so that we can understand the meaning of the message we hear today. Bless us with the presence of your Holy Spirit and empower us, Lord, so that we can be your witnesses in the days to come. May your name be glorified and your people be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Pentecost Sunday, as we remember as a church worldwide, is some feast or festival that the Jewish people celebrate annually, one of the main festivals, the Pentecost. We celebrate it because of for a different reason. Many times we are familiar with the Christmas and Easter, and those are the two days that most Christians are familiar with. And to many people, those are the two Sundays sometimes they go to church. And it is Pentecost is not anywhere in our radar when it comes to worship and service. But in the church history, it is a very important day. It is, like I told you, it's an Old Testament festival. Pentecost is an Old Testament festival. Many times we relate that to a certain group of people called Pentecostal groups, even though they go by that name because of the reason of the Holy Spirit coming on that day. So we get stuck between Christmas and Easter and then forget to celebrate remember the importance of Pentecost. The Old Testament festival of Pentecost, as I read, was the festival that they remember the day that God gave Moses these Ten Commandments. So that's the day that they remember every year, as they call it Feast of Pentecost. And in the New Testament times, after the resurrection, death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the disciples were gathered in a room, and the Holy Spirit came and descended on them, and they started speaking in tongues and doing miracles and other things that we read in the book of Acts chapter 2. That day happened to be the Pentecost day of the Jewish festival. That's how that event came to be known as the Pentecost event of the Holy Spirit. Even though it was a Pentecost feast of the Jewish people, on that day they gathered and then the Holy Spirit came. So as in the Christian living, Christmas is about God with us, Emmanuel, God with us, we remember. And Easter is God is for us, because he came to this world, died, and rose from the dead for us. And Pentecost is God within us, the Spirit of God living in us. So God with us, God for us, and God within us. That's the three phases of Christian life that we need to understand. The Gospels talk about the disciples after the resurrection and ascension of Jesus were very fearful. They were afraid of their lives because the Jews who killed Jesus will probably come after them and also kill them. So most of them were hiding. And we can read that in the Gospels, and we have talked about that many times. And Peter denied Jesus and he ran away. And especially after the death and burial of Jesus Christ, they were afraid and they scattered in many places. But after the resurrection of Jesus, he started appearing to many people. And that included the disciples also. Even though they were afraid and they were hiding from others, Jesus did not abandon them. He came back to them to strengthen them and to restore them. And we read here, we read in the passage that the doors were locked. The few that were gathered together, the doors were locked because of fear of the Jews. And they were not celebrating anything. They were just probably praying or sharing their griefs with one another and hiding. Then Jesus shows up. And then the doors were locked, the fear of Jewish leaders, and Jesus shows up. Even though the doors were locked and shut, it did not prevent from Jesus coming in. our doors of fear sometimes lock ourselves inside, paralyzed by doubts and fears. But when fear silences our voices and steals our courage and closes the doors that were open once, and we are hiding in fear, remember, there is a Jesus who can come even through locked doors in our lives. By the time the Pentecost day came, we see a different set of people, not just the same group of disciples after that. When you come to the book of Acts, as I told you in chapter 2, the experience of the Pentecost that day, when they gathered together, the Holy Spirit came down. And after that powerful experience in their lives, the same disciples who were hiding in fear at one time, days before, are now empowered with the power of the Holy Spirit, preaching in the streets boldly, without fear, streets of Jerusalem, where Jesus was dragged with his cross and he was crucified in the same place they were preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, the message of Christ, message of love, in the same place. Peter, the one who denied Jesus, is now full of power of spirit, and he's preaching boldly. Thousands were changed and repented because of his message. So what changed between then and now during that Pentecost event? The answer is very simple. The presence and the power of the Holy Spirit filled them. So Pentecost is very important in our Christian life, that we need to experience and act on the power of the Holy Spirit, that God wants us to be powerful witnesses for him. It is a story of frightened people becoming empowered people, not to be frightened anymore. Even when fears lock our doors, there is a spirit who can come in. The power of the Holy Spirit can come through any doors that are locked and fill us with the power of God in our lives. Sometimes fear shrinks us into our own world, locks our doors emotionally, spiritually, and mentally. Fear of failure and rejection, maybe fear of the future, how things are going to turn out, or fear of sharing the faith to others. Whatever it that imprisons us, the fear of whatever it is. Just like the disciples. Remember, when we are closed in and locked in, there is a Jesus who will come in through the locked doors and will show the way for us. Many times you have seen the little children when they were very little. Our children used to do that. When there's lightning and thunder outside, they crawl under the bed sheet. Even though the storm is out there and they are covered under the fear of the forces happening around them, they think that they can hide from the forces. But the problem is still there, the storm is still there, lightning is still out there, but they are under the cover of the blanket that they are in. God covers us with his presence and protects us, just like a mother bird protects the little ones under the wings. That's what his promise is, that I will carry you on my wings and hide you under the shelter of my wings. So it is like a mother bird who protects us with her wings. God covers us with his grace and mercy every day, protecting us from harm and anything that can hurt us. The spiritual power of the Holy Spirit is very important, very powerful. It can come through any locked doors and give us the comfort and peace. Even when we are doubtful, God does not abandon us. Jesus did not leave his disciples even when they abandoned him. He came and restored them. So don't be under any guilt that sometimes we have been unfaithful to him. But God is a God who will come. Even when we are unfaithful, he will come and restore us. That is what grace of God is. It is the unlimited mercy beyond limits that will come back to us even when we abandon God. And then he comes and he tells us, peace be with you. Your problems may be real and they are still there. Your sickness may be real and it's still there. But what you need is peace in the midst of those struggles. I know many of us are going through many painful sufferings in our lives. There may not be answers for it. But there is one thing that we can ask God for, peace. Let's pray for peace in our lives and our dear ones' lives. That's what we need in the midst of our struggles. So Jesus came to them and said, peace be with you. And that's what they needed at that time. The issues are still there, the problems are still there, but they were filled with the peace that they needed very badly. And then he showed him his wounds. And I preached about his wounds a couple of Sundays ago. The scars of his hands and his side he showed to Thomas and his disciples who were doubtful and afraid. The scars were not scars of failure, signs of failure or defeat. Jesus' scars were scars of or signs of victory over sin and death. And any problem, there is no problem that is too big for God to handle. So if we have scars that we carry in our bodies or in our souls and in our minds, in many different ways broken, the scars that we carry, remember not to be ashamed of them, because that scars tell us a story. Maybe a surgery that you had gone through that gave you healing from a very threatening disease before. So our scars will tell a story that it is about success and power and victory. So that's why Jesus showed him his scars and said, look at these scars. These are not signs of defeat. It is signs of victory and power. Power over sin, power over death. So we don't have to be afraid of anything as people of God. Our scars may be real. Some of them are still healing and may be painful. But those scars have a story behind them that God has kept me through a difficult time when I went through that. So remember, our scars are very good to be witnesses for God's grace. We carry scars of many different type of griefs, many different types of wounds in our lives. Grief and disappointment, failures or regrets of many things. Many, many other things can scar our souls also in addition to our body. But in Christ, wounds can become witnesses of God's faithfulness. The scars of Jesus remind us that suffering is never wasted in God's hands. There's an art form in Japanese artwork called kintsugi. It repairs broken potteries and porcelain vessels. They don't throw away those things. They use gold to fix them and join them together, and it becomes great artwork. That's what God does. He takes our brokenness and put those pieces together with, and melts them and molds them to a different artwork that people can enjoy. Jesus breathed the Holy Spirit upon them. Receive the Holy Spirit. It is the same breath that we read in Genesis about God breathing life into the lifeless body of Adam, and he created man from the dust of the earth. He breathed his life into that creation that he did, and Adam became a living being. The same breath is the breath of the Holy Spirit that breathed on them. Jesus breathed on them and gave them the power of the Holy Spirit as he departed them. They rejected God and were fearful, but God did not reject them, just like God did not reject Adam in the Garden of Eden. And we know the story that Adam and Eve disobeyed God's command, and then they listened to the devil and they broke the law and they opened their eyes. That's what we read there. And they became shameful, so they went into hiding. As the disciples went into hiding out of fear, Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden after they sinned went into hiding out of shame of their guilt that they disobeyed God, and they found out themselves that they were naked. That's what we read there. So they decided to make a clothing with some fig leaves. You know what happens to fig leaves. A couple of days they'll be gone, dry. Won't last long. But in the same story there, in Genesis we read, when God saw that these people were trying to clothe themselves or cover their guilt with not very lasting fig leaves, he actually made them clothes or covering with the skin of an animal. We read that there, which will last longer. That's a sign of the sacrifice, because there was an animal sacrificed in the garden to clothe the people who were hiding in shame. God clothed them with the skin of an animal, which is a sign of Jesus Christ coming into this world, sacrificing himself for our sin and our shame, who took it on himself. Jesus took our shame and our guilt and our sin on himself, so that he can cover us with the garment of righteousness of God. That is why we are here today as children of God. So we don't have to be afraid or to be shameful for anything, because God has taken care of every shame, every guilt, and every pain that we have to go through. In the midst of that, he will come and say, "Peace be with you." He will not abandon those who are lost. The good shepherd came to this world to look for the sheep, and he is still coming in the midst of our lost situations. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. God is a good God who will breathe his power to us when we feel powerless. The disciples did not simply gain just a confidence. They received God's presence in their lives. Every one of them became a martyr for the sake of gospel in this world. That tells them the power that they received from the Holy Spirit. The church does not move forward by just talents or just people alone or programs. The church moves in the power of the Holy Spirit. So let us pray that God will give us more power every day. From closed rooms to open streets, the disciples went. So are we to go from these closed doors of our fears to the open doors, open streets, to proclaim the love of Christ. Peter publicly preached without fear. Thomas proclaimed Christ around the world, and others also, as we read in the history. Fear lost its control when Holy Spirit comes to every believer. Fear no longer has the final word. Courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is the power of God in our lives. So let us remember to be powerful witnesses and be witnesses of the Pentecost, the power of the Pentecost. God still enters locked rooms. Jesus still speaks peace to us. In the midst of our pain and suffering, what we need is peace. The world does not need more frightened Christians hiding behind doors. The world needs spirit-filled believers who carry peace, hope, truth, and courage. May the good Lord give us the strength and the power to go forward with our lives every day and have peace, not for us also, but also for others through us. And his name be blessed. Amen. Closing hymn is Blessed Assurance. If you are able, please stand for the closing hymn 369 in the book. It is also on the screen if you want to follow. Please. Blessed Assurance, Jesus is one. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. glory, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my side. Angels descending, bring from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest, I in my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
People of God, let us remember the disciples, just like us, were gripped with fear and frightened behind locked doors. Pentecost is a story of a transformation from fear to faith, from hiding to witnessing, from weakness to power. Let us receive the power of the Holy Spirit every day as we go on with our lives. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and the power of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.